For those residents upset by the land deal, the pivotal moment occurred November 8th. It was then Pensacola City Council voted to move forward with plans to exchange city land next to the Vickery Resource Center at the Roger Scott Complex on Summit Boulevard for the Northeast Y property next to Hitzman Park on Langley Avenue for the purpose of building a soccer complex there.
See no other speakers, please vote.
Council voted 5-0 in favor of pursuing the land exchange, with members Sherry Myers and Joel Canada Wynn absent.
Okay, pass.
That's the reaction from dozens of youth soccer players, their parents, coaches, and others at the meeting. The vote for the land swap was also supported by then-outgoing Mayor Ashton Hayward and followed the comments of numerous proponents who believe the Y property on Langley is the best option for the new soccer fields. Sam Matthews, president of the Scenic Heights Neighborhood Association, spoke favorably, with claims of involvement in the planning from the beginning and support from 1,400 members on the Neighborhood Association's Facebook page.
And I can tell you that a majority of the feedback has been, what's it really going to look like? Not, oh my gosh, don't do it. I don't represent a vote. We haven't taken a vote. But when you get that many people involved without any severe negative response, that's something.
No one at the November meeting spoke against the land swap. The problem is that many other residents of Scenic Heights, like Krista Hobgood, say they were not following on Facebook, received no notification, and had not heard about the land exchange until that night.
The slap in the face for everybody was, how is this going on right underneath of our noses and we didn't know it?
One other thing, I would like you to make sure, we're not against soccer. This is not a soccer versus us.
That's resident Sharon Dickinson, who says their main argument is against building the new soccer fields at the Y location, which will include a portion of Hitzman Park, a quiet, tree-covered recreation space right next to their homes.
We have a petition with over 250 signatures, which is growing daily, of people asking our city, urging our city leaders to look elsewhere, like maybe they can reconfigure Roger Scott. You know, there is no homeowners around Roger Scott. Where there is homeowners on four sides of this park that are going to lose property values and have noise interruption with two seasons of soccer.
The plan calls for construction of three soccer fields on the Langley Avenue property, one more than is there now, that can be divided up to accommodate 12 youth games at a time. Additionally, there will be a new 200-space parking lot and a new concession stand. In addition to extra noise, there are concerns about light pollution from late evening soccer activity, additional traffic safety issues on Langley, and worsening flooding problems due to the cutting of some 200 trees, including some heritage oaks.
And I would like to see someone come out here and mark all the trees so that people can get a visual of what's happening.
So this part here, in theory, should be untouched? This part where we're standing?
Yes.
Of Hitzman Park?
In theory, yes.
Since the November vote, Dickinson and her neighbors have been pushing for a pause while they seek answers to their many questions, with large groups showing up at one of the city's transition team meetings, a neighborhood association meeting, and the January 17th city council meeting, where many spoke for about an hour during open forum.
You know, this is a huge project here, and there are a lot of questions here.
Pensacola City Councilwoman Sherry Myers, who's been asked by the Scenic Heights residents to look into the matter. Myers, who missed the November vote due to car problems, wants the council and mayor to suspend any further action on the issue until they can hold a workshop.
To get all of the information from Mayor Robinson regarding what he's doing, and to give the public, primarily to give the public information, to give the council information, and allow the public to be fully informed and speak.
Myers says most critical for her is the budget. She says council voted on two different occasions, September 2017 and most recently September 2018, to approve a total of $1.2 million of local option sales tax funds for a soccer complex. But she notes the money was earmarked specifically for Mallory Heights Park, not far from Bayview Cemetery.
For 8 years that I've been on council, I have heard nothing but, we want to build a soccer field, soccer complex at Mallory Heights. Why was all this planning going on at the same time they're asking us for $1.2 million for Mallory Heights?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, who's behind all of this?
For his part, newly elected Mayor Grover Robinson says he's moving forward, as instructed, with negotiations for the land swap.
This is something that both the council and the previous mayor had moved forward. In fact, the council's already voted on it. So from my perspective, we are in charge of simply executing what's there. If a change is to be made, the council's going to have to make that change. But overall, there is a tremendous need for us to unify and put our soccer program in one place.
Robinson notes that the YMCA could end negotiations, but he believes the community would benefit not only from the soccer complex, but also from the planned construction of a new Y facility on Summit, not that far from the current location. If the deal goes through, he's pledged to mitigate issues with noise, traffic, and the cutting of trees. The mayor will be meeting with residents scheduled to attend the next meeting of the Scenic Heights Neighborhood Association on February 21st. Meantime, Councilwoman Myers plans to ask for a meeting to review the issue, while some Scenic Heights residents plan to continue their own efforts to stop the swap and keep the Y where it is. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.